the case for aliens coming here. If you happen to disagree with some people today, they start to scream conspiracy. Whatever happened to the art of debate? In prior years, people were more willing to discuss things. An airline pilot has said he has seen hundreds of UFOs, but like most other pilots has not reported any. The reason he didn't report them was a valid one. He said he didn't want to get classified as a nut job. Who can blame him? Things have eased up considerably, but not entirely. While a pilot for a commercial airline probably won't get fired for reporting a UFO, he might get skipped over for a promotion because the person responsible for promotions in his company might privately think UFOs are nonsense. There has been some talk for years about extraterrestrials who look like us, or who can disguise themselves to look like us and have gotten into the government in different capacities. I am sure hardly anyone would go along with this idea. When you think about all the years the government has been denying the existence of UFOs and aliens and how suddenly they now admit UFOs are unknown vehicles, it does make one wonder why now. While I think some more reasonable people have gotten into positions where they can influence things to a certain extent, a few others believe it is because of the extraterrestrial presence in government. Remember Snowden, the NSA whistleblower? In Forbes magazine there was an article in 2014 saying certain secret files were leaked from Iran. Why is this important? It is because of their content. The files were said to show not only were aliens visiting our planet for thousands of years, but certain aliens known as the Tall Whites were working with the US Air Force in Nevada. It goes on to say these aliens had worked for the Nazis in World War II and were responsible for many of the advanced inventions. I have to take this with a grain of salt. First of all, if that was true, why not have built better weapons which the Nazis could have conquered the world with? The documents claim the Tall Whites want to dominate the human race. I am also sure if an advanced race of aliens want to dominate us, they could do that easily. There have been so many different reports by whistleblowers of aliens working with us, and yet most talk about the aliens being greys. You know, those little guys with the black eyes, big heads and grey skin. Finally, the report states the Tall Whites want to help us set up a global electronic surveillance network which would really be used to hide them. The Tall Whites have been classified as extraterrestrials who look like us and can pass for human. It would be very hard to tell they were aliens. They are tall and blonde and are also known as the Nordics. It is said Eisenhower met with aliens in 1953 and turned down their offer of help because one of the conditions was getting rid of our nukes. This was verified by Eisenhower's great-granddaughter in an interview I had with her. I guess the Eisenhower family must have talked about that. Now that the government has admitted there are UFOs flying around our skies, we have to look back on many of the sightings which were blamed on swamp gas and other ridiculous things, because some of them might be important or at the least informative. When Operation Blue Book started, it was only that to dismiss all the sightings in one way or another, and it could not even do that because some of the sightings were impossible to make excuses for. If we look at some UFO sightings, you begin to see they can be nothing else but actual UFO sightings and even extraterrestrials. What other way can the incident at the Ariel Elementary School in Zimbabwe in 1994 be explained? Some kids were outside the school playing. It wasn't just one or two but as many as 62. The teacher was inside the school. First the kids heard a strange noise and then saw a flash of light. A UFO had landed in the schoolyard. As the children watched, aliens came out of the ship. The children were temporarily paralyzed. As the aliens stared into their eyes, they saw images in their brains. One little girl said she was told telepathically humans were not taking proper care of the Earth. She was receiving images of trees dying and oxygen running out. When the aliens left, the paralysis left the children and they all screamed. The teacher came running out and asked the kids what happened. Here is the thing. The children were eventually questioned separately, but they all had exactly the same story. When asked to draw the aliens and the ship, They all drew the same thing. There is just so much that can't be explained when we talk about UFOs and aliens. One of the big questions is, if aliens are coming here, why are they doing it? We know it is not for our technology, since they would have to be hundreds, thousands or millions of years ahead of us to get here. So what are they doing here? We may not be able to figure it out, just as an ant doesn't know what humans are. If we look at it from our point of view, the human one, why would we go to a planet which had a civilization on it which was much more primitive than us? We might do it to observe a culture, to see how it is evolving. We might go there for other reasons, however. One might be to use something on the planet to refuel. We might also want valuable minerals or to colonize the planet. Another reason might be the beings on that planet might have discovered a fearsome weapon and we are keeping an eye on them, and if they advance to a certain point, they could become a threat to us and we might feel we have to stop them. There is the notion this has happened to us in the past. Certain ruins seem to indicate they were once cities and were wiped out by nuclear explosions. The last reason I can think of for aliens being here is we are considered a charity case. What I mean by that is they want to steer our civilization in the right direction so we don't destroy ourselves. While this would be quite noble of them, it could eventually mean they might want to take over if nothing else works.